People are dropping dead on the television, and the television is pretending like it's not happening, like, let's go Brandon. But the evidence is overwhelming, and it's not just the athletes that are dropping dead. But we've got the news media, government officials dropping dead. They've got neurological issues. Something is going on with this vaccine, and now they're injecting it into children, adding heart attack medication. And they're censoring everyone, calling people criminals for questioning the obvious. Why are people dropping dead on television like never before? Why are they trying to normalize heart attacks and strokes? They're trying to make it seem like natural causes, the perfect murder, as they kill countless people. What about all these victims from the vaccines? Their stories are silenced. But according to the estimates, more people are dying from the vaccines than from the virus. Right now, the most vaccinated countries are experiencing record numbers, and they're still trying to blame the unvaccinated, even though tens of millions of people have been vaccinated. Things should be 50% better or 70% better according to the vaccination rates, but in fact, things are worse than ever before. They're breaking new records. It's Let's Go Brandon on the television nonstop as people are dropping dead. They don't want to accept the obvious. These vaccines don't work. And not only do they not work, but they're toxic. It's like the next Fen-Phen, causing massive heart attacks. The nanoparticles from the vaccines migrate to the heart and kill people silently. It's painful to watch. It's painful to see all of these people believing the television. And they think just because it's FDA approved that everything is okay. According to the internal memos from the CDC, they were not able to isolate the virus at the time that they were making the tests for the virus. And that's why the flu disappeared. They just used flu tests, called it COVID, because they were too afraid to admit to the public that they couldn't isolate the virus. And it's not just the American CDC that's saying that. The Chinese CDC is saying that as well.
So they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
What about live animal samples?
It doesn't tell you anything if they only test positive. I do not suspect it's coming from what we originally thought.
Freudian slip. He doesn't think it's coming from a virus. They couldn't isolate the virus either. And they say that the tests, the fact that the animals test positive doesn't mean anything because the tests aren't designed for a virus. But it makes you wonder, if there is no virus, then what's in the vaccine? Because the vaccine is supposed to protect you from a virus. It's just like we have to protect the protected from the unprotected. We're trying to protect people from a virus with a vaccine, but there is no virus. And so what's in the vaccine?
Downloaded the sequences from the Chinese government. We put it into our proprietary algorithm that generates the vaccines. And in 2 hours, we had the vaccine already designed and it went straight into manufacture.
So they downloaded the code for the vaccine from a secret Chinese website from Chinese scientists who later admit there was no virus. So what is this code that they uploaded to a Chinese website? Would you download anything from a Chinese website? Why not? Because it probably has a virus. And so what's in this code? Probably a virus.
It was triggered by this, the genetic sequence of the new coronavirus. Chinese scientists posted it online just weeks after the outbreak was identified.
All we need is that genetic code. So
they just posted it online. And these pharmaceutical companies and these governments boot up this code into a vaccine and inject everyone. And now people are dropping dead. And instead of admitting what they've done, they're now making it mandatory. And we have to watch all of these people drop dead on television and pretend, let's go Brandon. Let's just pretend that these people aren't dropping dead because of the vaccine. That'll make it go away. That will make it everything better. In fact, let's go all in. Let's double down. Let's bring the children. That's how confident we are that this bunk Chinese code actually works. And again, the American CDC in their memos say they couldn't isolate a virus. The Chinese CDC say they can't isolate a virus. We know the tests don't work. We know the flu just magically disappeared. There's something wrong with this story. But if it's not a virus, then what was making people sick back in early 2020? Well, they rolled out the 5G at warp speed, thanks to Trump. And so, if it's not the virus, then it has to be the 5G. And there's no test for 5G. They're not testing for 5G. They're not testing for COVID. They're testing for the flu. There is no virus. And it's so bad that if you don't take their vaccine, if you don't pretend like there's a virus with all of the other crazy people, they want to haul you off into a death camp. And they're serious. Double electric fence. Either take the death vax or you get the death camp. Either put lotion on the skin like Silence of the Lambs or you're getting the torture. That's what we're up against. That's the Twilight Zone that we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. And so you might think we're living in the 1940s all over again. That's how bad it is. Show me your papers. Here come the death camps. And of course, the Nazis want you to believe that there weren't ever any death camps so that they can do it again. And that's what's going on. There's something else happening other than idiocracy. These people on television are malicious. They have an agenda. They want to kill people. It's right there on the Georgia Guidestones. And not only are they injecting you with their death vax, they're poisoning the food, the air, the water. They're surrounding you with death towers. They're spraying you like bugs with the chemtrails. And we're all just looking at the television, watching all these people drop dead, and not just the athletes and the newscasters and the politicians, but students, children are dropping dead. People that you know are being affected by this vaccine. And there are many people that are suffering in silence. They don't want to admit that they're having issues, but people are going blind. They're losing their minds. They're having heart attacks, strokes, and other problems. And they've injected our military with it. So now they can't even go on the battlefield. Better hope that there's not another war, because it's going to be a mass casualty event. We can't even defend ourselves. We've injected everybody with this death vax. And nobody can be held liable. That's the best part. You can't sue anybody. You can't bring anybody to court. You have to pretend, let's go Brandon. You have to pretend there's a virus. You have to pretend, get your vaccine. Everything's going to be fine. But it's not going to be fine. None of the animals survived the animal studies. It's so bad that Pfizer faked their clinical results to get emergency approval. It's the biggest scam perhaps ever perpetrated in American history, in world history. And many people are going to die. And they're going to pretend like it's the unvaccinated. Many countries with a 70-80% vaccination rate are now breaking records. And they still want to blame the 10 or 20% that are unvaccinated, or 30% that are unvaccinated, for the record numbers. It's mathematically impossible. This is the new woke COVID math, and we're seeing it all over the news. They're going to keep lying like the poll numbers. They're going to keep stealing the elections. They're going to keep doing what they're doing because they're past the point of no return. They can't admit what they've done. They can't confess. Nobody is going to accept an apology here. Not after all of this. Heads are going to have to roll. We need to bring the guillotines, because this is not going to end all by itself, and people need to wake up. This isn't your imagination. It's not even the Twilight Zone. This is real life. This is happening. They've totally faked everything. And they're injecting people with this mystery death vax, full of graphene, full of toxic chemicals. Looks like the video guy's on vacation, but these people on television are cult members. They worship the devil. This is a giant blood sacrifice. And if you don't get their death vax, it's like the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell. You can't participate in society. You're no longer free. We look at the graphene that's in the vaccine, and it's carbon. It's 666 on the periodic table. It's the number of the beast. That's what they're injecting people with. So it's bad enough that you got this Chinese code, the dragon, right? The code of the dragon mixed in with the black goo of the beast. And you've got this Frankenstein cocktail of evil. People are just dropping dead. It's surreal. And people want to pretend like it's the 1950s, like it's the Brady Bunch, like everything is normal, like it's the happy days. It's not normal out there. What's going on? It's everybody's worst nightmare, and you might not be able to wake everybody up. But what's happening here, it's a ritual, a cult sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. Like Astro World, like the Illuminati mass murder in Las Vegas. That's what's happening here. They're killing people for the fun of it, for the sport, for entertainment. And until people wake up and realize that they're being targeted by a system of evil, things aren't going to get any better. You can't obey your way out of this. You can't submit your way out of this blood sacrifice. There's only one way out. And that's with war. That's with 1776, with guillotines. Revolution, when government becomes tyrannical, it's the duty of every citizen out there to resist tyranny. They're not going to go away willingly by themselves. Leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Be sure to like and share, mirror this content. You can find us on Telegram at STFN Report. There's a lot of censorship happening right now on the Apple Store. The feed isn't showing up on the iPhone, so you'll have to go to the Telegram web app or download the desktop version of Telegram. I've also set up a backup page. You can hopefully find that in the video description or in our feed or in the chat. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.